Dorian is now a Category 1 hurricane as it continues to move up the East Coast. Strong winds and heavy rains have knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of people in the Carolinas and Virginia. Meanwhile, we're still getting a sense of the destruction in the Bahamas. The death toll has risen to at least 30, and that number is expected to climb. In Atlanta, Georgia, a tight-knit community of people with ties to the island nation are now grieving. For member station WABE, Sam Whitehead reports.
It's late morning, and Melissa Bevan sits outside an office building in the Atlanta suburbs. She's on the phone with her mother, who's hundreds of miles away in the Bahamas.
Mommy, I need you to get out of there.
Just a few days have passed since Hurricane Dorian parked over the islands, wreaking havoc on the natural and man-made landscape. Bevan says her mother is okay, even though her house flooded. Now, she just wants her to come to the States as soon as possible.
Mommy, I just need you out of there with all of the stuff going on. Just come and take a break until the way is clear. Can you do that for me, please?
It's been a hard time for Atlanta's Bahamian community, Bevan's included. She went about 24 hours without talking to her mother as Dorian's high winds and storm surge battered Grand Bahama. And she still hasn't heard from more distant relatives, uncles and cousins, who live all over the island.
I have family from East End to West End. That is the birth home of all of my ancestors. So in every part of that island, I've been impacted.
Outside a coffee shop across town, Blair Johnson says it's felt unreal watching the place where she grew up torn apart by a hurricane. She came to Atlanta in 2014, but is originally from Green Turtle Key, just off the Abaco Islands, where Dorian came ashore as a Category 5 storm.
I've never been so glued to my phone and just waiting for good news. I think I'm still in shock and still just waiting for someone to say this hasn't happened.
Johnson says she's doing what she can to help with the relief effort, donating money, sharing links to crowdfunding campaigns on social media. Still, she feels guilty about not being in the Bahamas in person. Right now, Johnson just wants to be home.
I would do anything to be over there and help my family right now. The need is indescribable.
Elsewhere in town, people are doing what they can to help those in the Bahamas whose lives were torn apart by Dorian. Imani Scope wheels a cart full of supplies into the front lobby of an office building. Upstairs is the Atlanta office of the Bahamas Consulate General.
So I brought in some toiletries, toothpaste, toothbrushes, some non-perishables, so some pasta, some canned goods, you know, just a little bit that I could.
Scope doesn't have any connections to the islands, but he saw on social media that the council's office was taking donations and felt like stepping up.
My mom always told me, to whom much is given, much is expected, and required even. And when things like this happen, I try to give as much as I can.
And Scope isn't alone. An official with the council's office says they've already found a storage unit to accommodate all the expected donations, which they hope to start sending to the Bahamas next week. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.